Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Mauritius has become a sovereign, independent state within the Commonwealth of Nations, and my government of Mauritius has assumed full constitutional responsibility for the conduct of its affairs in every field, including external affairs and defense. My government of the United Kingdom has ceased to have any authority in and over Mauritius after more than 150 years of close association with this island and her people. But both my government in the United Kingdom and my government in Mauritius desire to maintain those bonds of friendship which have existed for over a century and a half and which have made it possible for Mauritius to proceed to independence as a monarchy within the Commonwealth of Nations. My Governor General, whom I have appointed upon the advice of my Prime Minister of Mauritius, will in future be my representative. He will not be in any way responsible to my government in the United Kingdom or to any of the ministers of that government, but will act solely in accordance with the Constitution of Mauritius. My government in Mauritius will have constant regard to the principles which inspire the Charter of the United Nations, and it will seek to establish and maintain friendly relations with all those governments which themselves support the principles of that Charter. My government accordingly intends to seek admission to membership of the United Nations at the earliest opportunity. In the meanwhile, my government in Mauritius has applied for full membership of the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations and expects to participate in the forthcoming sugar conference under the aegis of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. My government in Mauritius will naturally be particularly concerned with the problems confronting Africa and the Indian Ocean. It will therefore endeavor to strengthen the links which already exist between Mauritius and neighboring countries and generally to foster cooperation with the region. My government in Mauritius wishes to express to the Prime Ministers of the Commonwealth its deep appreciation of the ready acceptance of Mauritius as a member of the Commonwealth, which is one of the great instruments for peace and progress in the free world.